It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
What was that you were doing? Everything's recording?
Yep.
Good to go. Red lights all around. Alrighty.
When do I talk?
Don't feel like you have to talk. But whenever
it's
like,
just
you
it's all conversation.
Yeah, it's literally this is normal.
Who's the guest coming later?
No one. You are the guest.
You're yeah. We're it's just us three, four, three,
two,
one.
Hello and welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies. Today we have a very actually hot topic to talk about. And the question is. Should babies be allowed to own guns?
Man.
Yeah.
Tough topic.
It is.
It's heavy. It's a lot. Who wants to go first?
I got you go first because I asked the question.
Okay. So. I believe they shouldn't.
That's interesting.
I know. I know.
I personally.
You?
A little different. I think that they shouldn't have guns because they're babies.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So. Lily, as a mother of one and expecting as well.
Your mic's pretty far from your face.
My answer.
Yeah, how do you feel?
No.
Wait, you're pregnant?
I meant to tell you.
Welcome to the show.
Ninjas are butterflies. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creations.
Has it emptied your mind?
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas are
This was all a joke. I knew that she was pregnant because she is my wife. And we've known for 19 weeks now. Actually, not 19 weeks.
Yeah.
When I don't know. When do you find out that stuff?
We were supposed to know.
5 weeks? Is that when we found out?
Oh, yes.
When we're supposed to know. You should know.
Know what? What is happening? What, that you were pregnant or that you were having a kid?
So, like, everyone.
Okay.
This is my wife, Lily, my smoking hot wife.
Hi, Lily.
She looks better than Ben and I want to kiss her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
right. We are expecting a child. December 15th or 19th. The doctor won't make up their mind.
It's going to be the 21st because it's my anniversary. It's going to be great. Aww. It's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be my favorite little kid.
You're married
little
on
Jane.
December 21st?
December 21st. 10 years this December, baby.
Because yeah. you didn't feel the need to observe, like, Advent or Christmas? Or
nope. I was like, you know what? Enough about whatever's happening and needs a little focus on me. Jesus has the 25th, as he rightly should. But I have no problem taking the 21st, okay? Because it's the longest day of the year. It's apparently like a winter solstice or something.
Solstice.
Like, yeah, solstice, whatever that means.
Salsa.
Salsa. Winter yeah, salsa. Winter salsa. Yeah. I love the salsa that comes in the winter. It's perfect.
Oh, it's the prime time for salsa. Yeah. That's why I love that they named the 21st the winter salsa.
Winter salsa. Because we do the salsa on our wedding day. That was
so good.
Speaking of salsa, Lily. You know Book of Eli, right? You've seen the Book of Eli.
It's a movie.
I have.
Yes, the movie. What year did it come out? Can you look that up real quick?
Yeah, I'll look
it
up.
I think it's 2005.
Or you know? Because
I think.
You've done your research.
I've heard 2005 a lot today, actually.
That's also when Pride and Prejudice came out.
Okay.
That was the era of cinema.
You're the only one that's watched that movie, okay?
You've not seen Pride and Prejudice?
It came out 2010.
Never. Okay. 2010. Parts. 5 years off. Parts. Half a decade.
That's significant. I'll take that L.
Well, you'll be taking a lot of L's today because the Book of Eli is what we're discussing first today. And
now, I want to preface.
Yeah, go ahead.
This podcast is only happening right now because there is an ongoing debate within office.
It's Andy against everyone else.
That's actually the definition of a debate.
Hey, don't touch me like that.
Sorry.
Hey,
I love you.
All right, I know.
So there's a debate.
Yeah.
And the debate is Eli in the book of Eli?
The movie, yeah.
The movie, not the book. That is it based off a book? No.
No.
No, okay. But I have something to say about that. Continue.
Yeah, continue.
Okay, let me finish what the debate is. And the debate is Eli in the movie The Book of Eli, which that's a whole...
Denzel Washington.
What?
2010, not 2005. Yes,
it's starting... This is...
Everyone be quiet! Off the rails!
Let me finish.
Okay.
Was he blind the entire movie? Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it... If you haven't seen it, it's been out since
2010.
I don't think you know so his spoilers work. you don't say the spoiler and then say, by the way, spoiler.
Okay. What did you say earlier? You're
the like, Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis is dead.
Spoiler alert.
If you don't want to hear the spoil, stop listening. Oh, wait, I've already told you. If you haven't seen the movie, it's been... 12 years.
Yeah.
Almost 13 years.
Yeah, so shame on you. Yeah.
So, is he blind the whole movie, or does he become blind towards the end of the movie?
Yeah, partial.
Partial.
What's partial? What?
Like he is partially blind?
Is he blind partial of the movie?
And then becomes fully blind at the end?
Or no, I'm saying like he's not, the whole he's time. Not blind at all, but in part of the movie, he becomes blind.
And this is the debate.
In a portion of the movie, sure, he is blind.
Sure. Another P word. Let's go.
Partial would be like, are you kind of blind?
Okay. My bad. I meant partial of the movie. Whatever. Okay. So, my opinion is that he wasn't blind. He knew Braille, which people who have full vision, there are people that do know Braille.
It's not common.
He had... Sure.
This is an apocalyptic world.
Neither is an apocalyptic world, Lily.
I mean, there's like about a billion stories about it. There's not a lot about like people that see and are no Braille.
Regardless. Eli is walking around with a Braille Bible, right?
Right.
He's shooting people. He's looking people in the eye. He's moving around furniture in houses he's never been. He's lighting like light bulbs and fire in places that he doesn't
there's
need.
There's a scene where there's a lantern in the room.
In a private room alone. That he's only in.
So why would a blind person need
exactly.
a lantern?
Yeah, exactly. All right.
That's the argument.
And so there's a lot more to it. But
warmth.
My belief is that at the very end of the movie, he's taken down. The UV rays from the sun are what makes everyone wear sunglasses outside. His sunglasses are blown off, and he stares into the sun. There's a long, prolonged shot of him looking straight up at the sun, and that's where he becomes blind at that point. And then at the very end of the movie, he recites the Bible, right? I just don't get why he would not be blind. Why he would be blind throughout the whole movie. It doesn't make sense with all the hints. Now, Lily, what's
the reason?
Is that how we're structured? We never set the parameters for this debate.
I'm the mediator, but I'm aligned with my wife. Of course, I love you.
Even though he agreed with me yesterday. Either way, go ahead.
He has a good argument. His argument is
that's not good.
So I'm the mediator, right? So zip it. I love you.
But zip it.
But just you learned.
Lock it down!
You're a woman and you just need to stop.
Oh. No!
Party foul.
Comedy.
Just
podcast.
Kidding. Just kidding. Women are strong
and equal and we love them.
And correct.
And
correct. Right. Yes. So the argument is there's throughout the whole movie, he's doing things that would make sense for a person that could see would do. It wouldn't make sense for a blind person to do these things, like have a lantern in the room
mm-hmm.
and being able to recognize someone at a bar.
He looks out of a window at one point.
What
is the purpose of looking out of a window?
He's looking,
if you cannot see.
He goes, oh, the city.
Michael's, oh, this city.
Oh, the city.
No, he's looking out at literally SUVs a mile away. and it makes no sense to glance outside of a window. He's carrying. He's got a gun in one hand and a bag in the other, or jacket, and he's moving around, lifting his hands up around a couch, and it's like the dude is not blind.
Okay, so one thing we failed to do.
No, this is your argument now. This is your stage.
Okay, and yeah, that's go for and, it. And this, if this was a proper debate,
which
we would have
is.
A timer.
We do.
You have your dissertation. I have my rebuttal. Vice versa.
Andy had about 3 minutes.
Let's talk about everything you just said. Okay, as you can
you
see.
You mean start your time?
No.
Well, you're technically speaking, so this you said we're going by debate rules.
Okay.
I'm going to start it.
Okay. Your argument
yes.
is that in the middle of the movie or towards the end,
yeah.
he's wearing his glasses like everybody does because the UV rays are crazy.
Everyone has to wear them outside.
His are knocked off. He stares up at the sun, and that is ultimately what blinds him.
Yeah, which would make sense of the long, prolonged cinematic
shot. Hey, my 3 minutes. My bad.
Go ahead.
First of all, they don't comment on him going blind in that part at all, so that'd be terrible storytelling.
True.
Second, and I'm not going to say, and we'll get into the storytelling of this movie, period. Are we going to debate Denzel Washington as an actor, maybe? But anyway, next. The reason why he could look into the sun is because he was already blind. You don't see him go, oh no, my eyes, they hurt so bad. He was already blind. He can't see it.
Could it be why he's not showing that anger and pain is because he's already in pain because he was just shot with a gun?
It's a good counter-argument.
His retinas were already fried, pre-fried.
Okay.
Pre-fried. Second, let's talk about the opening portion of the movie. He's talking to this woman in the bar. I think she's the evil guy's wife. And she is blind because I think blindness is pretty common in this post-apocalyptic era. And she she says, he's like, oh, so interested. When did you become blind? Pre-war, post-war. Why does he care? He wouldn't care otherwise.
Is that a question so that you want me to answer?
No, it's rhetorical.
Okay, got it. Because if that was a question, then I would answer the fact that he can read Braille. And so, wow, I have something in common
Why
with somebody
would he
finally.
Know Braille? Why would he care about Braille?
Why would anybody with vision care can about I, Braille? Is that what you're asking?
Can I be a mediator
Listen,
for one,
I don't
for one
sound...
minute? 1 minute.
And won't you shut up?
Could he be interested in Braille because the last known existence of the Bible was only written in Braille?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Interesting.
No.
Probably not, right?
No.
But he was a spiritual man.
He was.
I'm being sarcastic. Of course he would.
That was very
he would do everything he possibly can to read the word of God.
He
loves Jesus.
But who taught him Braille?
This mission that he had, he felt particularly compelled to. He felt compelled to it because he said, the last known copy of the Bible is in Braille. I'm blind. I have to see this through to my death. Spoiler alert.
Did he really see it through, though? I think that's
he did. In the end, he's talking. He's reading.
So
it
you
to
admit
the guy.
That he could see.
Watch so it. Okay, so so to you, Lily, what would end this debate? What would be the like the final?
No, I have.
Line?
I have a point for you.
What would be the final line?
Did you know, in the Bible, Eli the prophet was blind.
Okay, I understand. The walking by faith premise. I understand the walking by faith premise.
Oh, I see you've done some research.
But I'm saying, what's the final line? Like, what would like would be like if like the book like the writer if, of Eli, Book of Eli came out and said that?
If the director,
or the writer,
the director wrote it. He said he wrote the script in a week.
No,
or whatever.
There's a writer. The writer.
No.
The person that wrote the screenplay for
his
the movie.
His name's Gary or something, right?
Gary Whitta, right?
Yeah. No.
Listen. So if I reached, so hypothetically, hypothetically, if we were to reach out to him and say, hey, Gary Whitta, the writer of Star Wars Rogue One, Book of Eli, Batman, and other movies, is Eli in the Book of Eli blind the entire movie? And he gave you a yes or no. Would that be the final?
That would change my mind.
Coffin? Okay. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, shoot.
Because I found Gary Whitta on Instagram. Tried to message him. It was impossible. But I was like, you know what? Everyone's trying to be on TikTok. So I found him on TikTok. He had like less than 500 followers on there.
It's the guy?
And it's the guy. He's promoting his new movie, whatever he's coming out with. And I comment, hey, huge fan.
Oh, no.
I finally found your TikTok. Quick question. Was Eli blind the entire movie of Book of Eli?
My hands are sweating.
Mine are too.
What do you, Lily? I don't know. What do you think he said?
I think he said, yes, he was blind the whole time.
I'll tell you. He said, no, he was not.
What did he elaborate?
No. I'm just kidding. He said, yes, he was. And I am completely wrong. And this has been a debate for friends for 13 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
And well, I just reached out to him last night after debating with you yesterday, which has led to this podcast.
This is good.
And I'm wrong. And I hate it so much.
I'm sorry.
Much.
I'm sorry.
Good job.
Congratulations.
You stuck.
It really wasn't a debate.
I was trying. I was really trying to like act like I didn't know the fact that I was wrong the whole time. But I rewatched some parts of the Book of Eli last night, and I'm like, oh, I see it. I see it.
You
now.
Do.
I see it. Because he's walking up to this new neighbor's house, which I always thought was like interesting. But it's the subtle stuff, which is hats off to Denzel. He's walking up to the neighbor's house, right, that he's never been to.
Yeah.
And he's walking and he kicks the bottom of the step of the stranger's house and then walks up the steps. And I'm like, oh.
Like
my goodness.
Blind people do.
Yes. And then
blind people, if you know anything about blind people, is that they kick
which
steps.
Josh knows everything about blind people.
I do. Because I'm actually blind.
Yeah.
What? The whole time? Guys,
yeah.
The whole time? What is that, Doubtfire? The whole time?
I'm not blind.
And at the opening sequence, he's shooting that cat, right? He's hunting, and he does not release the arrow until the cat makes a noise.
Mm.
And I'm eating crow right now. I've got some egg on my face.
Sorry.
And
if you're willing to know how desperate I was going to get,
if
I was losing, I was going to comment, are we even over here thinking Denzel is a good actor, period?
He's a fantastic actor.
I know. I really feel that way to my core.
Just start dragging Denzel Washington for the mud.
Just to win your argument. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
How good really is Denzel at the end of the day?
I just want to state something with the whole comment of Denzel being a good actor or not. I don't cry a whole lot in my life.
Yeah.
But anytime I see Denzel cry in a movie, I cry instantly.
When's the last time you saw him cry?
I don't know.
Oh, I think was it
Girl on Fire? Or what's the one that...
Man on Fire.
Oh, Man on Fire. Yes.
Man on Fire. Yeah. With Dakota Fanning.
I cry really like a baby.
Fences rocked me pretty hard. If you saw that one, that was like a Broadway, but they brought it into a movie. It was pretty good, too.
Does he sing?
He doesn't. It's a full-on action. Not action, but like they act it out. So it's pretty good.
I wonder what Denzel's singing. Can you do an impersonation of Denzel singing?
No, but I just imagine him just saying like the King Kong. Like that's his King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
You have to like do it like this though.
Yeah.
King Kong. I don't need
it. Is it the hand?
I'm not even going to try.
You nailed it.
But he's like,
you nailed it. That was really good.
Thanks. Does do that neck thing.
The neck thing? Show me the neck thing, Lil.
Like that.
Man, it was...
Yep, a lot of that.
Mm.
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Lily, what is like? Okay, so you've won the argument. You've won the debate, and I honestly woke up this morning to the comment, and I was just sitting. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me!" Because he just answered with a yes and a smiley face, and it really ticked me off. But
you? That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was very dope. So, shout out to Gary Whitta, pretty dope dude for being able to be that quick.
Gary.
I don't know
Denzel.
Gary Whitta.
Denzel. No, that's like Brooklyn. I'm sorry, Denzel, if you're watching this. I know
from?
You probably are. Denzel?
Yeah.
Washington.
The Bronx.
That's where he was named after. They named the state after him. They didn't have it. They didn't have a name for the state. Then he was born, and they're like, we're going to call it Denzel Washington.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't tracking at all.
You're like, what state? What are you talking about?
I was so nervous because when I'm pregnant, my brain capacity, like, lowers by at least 30%.
Now, are you...
He's from New York, by the way.
Okay.
New York. The Bronx?
No, Mount Vernon.
I'm burning. Yeah, boo. it's do you have you always had that pregnant brain, or are you just blaming that on it now? Or
jeez.
No, I'm just saying because
have you always been this dumb?
I'm not saying you're
that's
dumb.
That's what it sounded like.
I'm not saying you're dumb.
Fight him.
I'm about to.
I'm just saying. Watch it. I'm just saying. Like it's easy for like when does it stop and end? Is it like is it only during pregnancy or is it like
because it's cause postpartum?
Because I think my wife has like milked it a little bit. Where she's like, ah, you know, like, hey, pregnant brain. And it's like, you can't, there's a time limit on that thing.
And where that it's is up, so like, funny.
You have to take some responsibility.
I get
okay?
that.
Yeah.
I get that. I think it goes into whatever, if you're using your energy to like build something or make something. So I think it went into breastfeeding though, too. And then after that, I was able to return to my former self.
Good yeah. segment. So I'm, breastfeeding. Let's talk more about breastfeeding.
Yeah. I know everything. Just like Andy, you know everything about blind people. I know everything about breastfeeding. But it's like it was like two years later, and then it was like I feel like 2 years later after our last kid, and then you know, Kelsey like left the pizzas in the oven for too long, just forgot about it, and it's like, pregnant brain. It's like that's not that not can't happen.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if that happened. I'm sorry, Kelsey. But yeah, so like, what are your like? So one of the things I love about you, Lily, is one of the very first times we ever love Bro. About you. I don't love you as a person, but I love certain things, you know, attributes. You asked like what my favorite movie is,
yes.
And you've gone on record and saying what your favorite. I won't say it for you because I think I know what it is. But what would you say your favorite movie is?
I don't know. I think that there have been different iterations of my favorite movies. For a long time, it was the original Point Break.
That's what I've, you've told me in the past. Yeah.
I love it because it offers everything. I love Keanu Reeves in it because he's a terrible actor in that movie.
Utah.
Yeah. I just, cringe, right? But it's got action. It's got romance with the Tyler girl.
It's a heist movie. Love heist movies.
I love Patrick Swayze. I love.
R.I.P.
Nick Nolte.
R.I.P. Who's that
Patrick
one?
Swayze? What are you talking about?
Wait, you don't know?
In the movie, yeah, I feel like did he die? Like I yeah,
in real life?
Like, he surfed in the waves and like whatever, like it ended with the wave.
Yeah, spoiler alert again.
Andy, Patrick Swayze is dead.
This just happened?
No, a couple of years ago, bud.
Yeah, cancer.
What? You're joking?
No, you really didn't know?
Don't. This isn't cool, what your dad's doing, because I love Dirty Dancing. I love Ghost.
I know, he was a phenomenal actor, and he'll be missed. But he will be missed, because he's died.
That's not... I would have heard.
I don't know how you didn't hear, man. It was all over the news. A lot of people cried that day.
This isn't... this.
Oh, bud. Buddy. Lily.
What?
Why did you have to bring that up?
Did I say he died?
You brought up Point Break.
Oh, my bad.
With Patrick Swayze. And it just led into the conversation of Patrick Swayze dying.
But
why does he care so much?
But Nick Nolte. But Nick Nolte's still alive, right?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Nick Nolte, he's Johnny Utah's the other cop.
Oh,
he's still alive,
yeah,
right?
He's dead.
No, he's still alive, Lily.
Oh, really?
Don't just say that. Now everyone's freaking out because Nick Nolte's dead. I'm just kidding. I don't care. I do care.
But I was going to ask, do you think he's your dad or something?
No, stop. Don't say that.
Andy doesn't know his dad.
I do know who my dad is, but that's...
terrible.
I got a soundboard. No. So anytime we mention that Andy doesn't have a dad, we go...
Did you say you do know who your dad is?
Nick Nolte. That's who it is.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
No, your dad is Nick Nolte?
No, it's Patrick Swayze. That's what I'm But Patrick Swayze and I think Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett died within the same week, I believe.
Oh, terrible.
Or close to
coincidence?
It.
Coincidence?
So did my grandmother, though. My grandmother did.
Oh, that's wrong. Those are wrong. That's what's the conspiracy
I
one?
I don't know.
No, hold on. Wait.
There we go.
Nope.
There we go. Oh!
Is that a coincidence?
I think not.
I think it probably is.
Yeah, probably.
Well, did
yeah.
you hear what I said?
What'd you say?
My grandmother also died that week.
Did she?
That's the wrong audio.
At least you did the laughing one. I think those are definitely connected. And we have to really look into that in the next episode. That's going to be really good. But Lily, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, this
I
is
really
fun.
This
is really
fun.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that was a blast.
I would love for any segments that I'm invited to be argument based.
Yeah.
So what's our next topic? We have to decide that.
I really appreciate you two arguing.
So that you could go home like, wow, this guy, Andy's crazy. And then whenever she's gone, you're like, oh, I'm sorry about my wife. Yeah, that's just, she's nuts.
I just love to get all the argumenting out of the way.
That's perfect. What are you really passionate about? So let's figure this out. Next time we get you on the podcast.
Yeah.
What are you really passionate about?
Movies are big. I love movies.
I know you didn't know that Skarsgård brothers and father were all related.
I did.
Well, first of all, I know you didn't, but I understand that, like, that's something you want to discuss.
Where does this coming from? Did you tell him?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You know exactly what he's talking about.
You know, Bill Skarsgård and the guy who was in The Northman and
Davy Jones.
Not Davy Jones.
Bootstrap Bill.
Of the Caribbean. That's the dad, and then the sons are Bill Skarsgård from It and the guy from The Northman.
But I've been saying that.
You haven't been saying that. I've never heard you say that.
I've been saying that the Skarsgård family is an acting family.
We'll end this podcast in just a second because I want to address this.
Okay.
The Skarsgård family. Yeah. Skarsgård?
Skarsgård.
Okay, let's look this up. Bill Skarsgård, you continue. Go ahead. I'll look it up.
You guys need to put
Lily mentioned the other day. She's like, the Skarsgård family, they're all actors.
I've said it several times.
No, you said it once.
In our marriage.
Debatable.
We talked about it when the It's came out. I said, did you know that guy is Tarzan's brother? All that stuff. I'm like, they're an acting family.
But you never mentioned how Bootstrap Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
You never mention how Bootstrap Bill, the actor who plays Bootstrap Bill in Pirates of the Caribbean, is the father of all these phenomenal actors. You never said it until we were shown a post, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
I didn't say anything.
I knew that the whole time.
Okay, but you sent it. I didn't say anything about it because I already knew it.
But why wouldn't you share that information?
Then we were talking about it at nighttime where you put the Northman on or whatever.
That pillow talk. We're talking about the Skarsgårds.
And you say, isn't that so crazy about the dad? And I said, I knew that already, but yeah, it's cool.
And my thing is, that is such a fun fact. Why wouldn't you share that?
I'm so full of fun facts that I don't say out loud.
I don't believe it. But
there's so many things that I know
that I don't say out loud. That's the worst noise in the world. Okay, so the father is, what's his name? Here we go. All right.
Skarsgård.
Okay.
Bill.
Okay. No, Bill Skarsgård is the son. And
see, I knew that.
Let's see here. Okay, I'm trying to pull this all up. Here we go. All right, ready for this? So, at the top of the family, we have Stellan, who is Bootstrap Bill.
That's a cool name, Stellan.
Stellan, love that. All right, his
you didn't even know his first name.
Mai.
Watch it.
His wife's name is Mai. M-Y. And Gustav, who was in Game of Thrones, apparently. Alexander, who was in Northman. And Bill, who was in It. And then there's three other.
And I will admit, and I said this to your face, I did not know the Viking brother.
Floki, yeah.
I didn't know that he was a sibling. So that was a surprise and delight for me.
Wait a minute. So you guys watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah. No.
Interesting.
We would never.
Interesting.
Oh.
No,
I didn't.
So this is our segment of we prayers for other people on the podcast and prayers for repentance. And so that's what we're gonna move into. But
let's save some debates for some later podcasts. Yeah,
because Lily is a great debater and she's right this one time about the whole Book of Eli incident. So we will be back. Thank you for listening. Lily, any last final words that you want to say?
Oh, no, you put me on the spot. This was fun.
Hey, Josh!
Hey, Andy.
Hey, have you ever thought about ordering t-shirts for your custom event or anything like that?
I think I have.
All right. Well, at Sunday Cool, we provide t-shirts that are super, super soft, and we provide a remarkable buying experience. And we do that by through many of our people here, including Miss Lily over there.
Wow, you are hot.
Hey, take it easy, pal. All right. Now, Lily is one of our hardworking salespeople here that works really hard on making sure that you get exactly what you want. If you need t-shirts, if you need stickers, if you need pants, if you need underwear with any custom design on it, Lily's your gal and other people that work at Sunday Cool. So, right, Lil?
Do I say something?
Say it.
Sure, go ahead.
Where do they go?
Go to SundayCool.com or call in at 1-800-865-0726.
Bam.
Extension 112.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She just did that plug for herself.
Perfect.
SundayCool.com.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
That was good.
Was it?
Fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't laugh too much.
No.
No, you killed it. That was phenomenal.
Ninjas are butterflies.